Kathy Hochul, a former one-term congresswoman and former Erie County clerk, appeared with Governor Cuomo at the Democratic State Convention in May, one day after she was chosen to run for lieutenant governor.
And I cannot tell you how much I appreciate the faith that Governor Cuomo has put in me to work with him as part of a team to carry our message of hope and optimism across this great state. So thank you, Governor Cuomo, for inviting me to be your partner.
Since then, Hochul has given no other speeches in the nearly 2 months after the convention. Her campaign has never released a public schedule, something candidates commonly do. Her absence led the New York Post to write a story accusing Cuomo of purposely keeping her under wraps, and inspiring headlines and follow-up stories like "Where in the World is Kathy Hochul?" and calling her the milk carton candidate. Hochul's Twitter feed shows she attended a 4th of July parade and has met one-on-one or in small groups with local officials and voters. But those events were posted on Twitter after they had occurred. She has given no interviews nor answered any questions. Governor Cuomo says anyone who thinks Hochul is in hiding, though, is reading too much into it.
How absurd the theory is that I select a person to run on the ticket with me who I don't want anyone to know or see? Silly.
Hochul, who is now a bank lobbyist, is largely unknown outside Western New York. She in the past has held conservative views on immigration. At one point, she drew up a plan when she was Erie County clerk to immediately turn into authorities immigrants suspected of being in the country illegally. She's also been endorsed by the NRA for her views on Second Amendment rights. Hochul faces a primary challenge, and those past views might not be palatable to Democratic primary voters who are more liberal than voters in the general election. In contrast, Cuomo has lately been friendlier with the left-leaning elements of the party. He's told the Progressive Working Families Party that he will pursue passage of the DREAM Act to give college aid to undocumented immigrants, among other things. Hochul, in her one and so far only public appearance campaigning with Cuomo back on May 23rd in Buffalo, says she now supports the DREAM Act. Meanwhile, other candidates for lieutenant governor, including Hochul's Democratic primary opponent, Tim Wu, have been giving interviews, holding media events, and meeting with potential voters.
I'm doing, I think, what is normal. If you're running for office, you go out and meet the voters.
Wu says he subscribes to the theory that Hochul is keeping a low profile until the September primary because of her past conservative-leaning positions. He says her views are far from the Democratic mainstream.
Might be a little more comfortable in the Tea Party or part of the Republican Party.
Wu spoke on the phone while he awaited a TV reporter to conduct another interview. The Republican candidate for lieutenant governor, Chemung County Sheriff Chris Moss, had four events which were publicly announced on a recent day. He routinely releases a public schedule and gives interviews to the media.
I'll be traveling throughout the state to campaign.
Moss's running mate, Republican candidate for governor Rob Astorino, joked that the missing Malaysian airliner would be found before Hochul is seen out campaigning in public.
I will never put duct tape and shove my lieutenant governor candidate into a proverbial trunk. Chris Moss is out every day around the state doing radio and TV interviews, talking at forums. I'm proud of my running mate. We complement each other very, very well.
A request for an interview with Hochul to discuss her campaign was not answered. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.